From the beginning of next year, foreigners who apply for either permanent residence or Czech citizenship will have to pass a compulsory exam in the Czech language first. Why is the Czech Republic introducing this requirement? And will applicants from other Slavic countries find the tests relatively easy? Ian Willoughby reports.
Under changes to the Czech Republic's foreigners law, those who apply for Czech citizenship or permanent residence will, from next year, first have to overcome the hurdle of an examination in the Czech language, based on a Europe-wide testing system. Speaking at its launch on Thursday morning, Minister for Human Rights and Minorities, Jamila Stehlíková, explained the thinking behind the new system.
Without language integration, a migrant or foreigner cannot integrate into Czech social, cultural and working life. In the UK, for instance, they combine multiculturalism with a demand for a basic standard of English. By contrast, Germany for a long time underestimated the importance of the German language in integration. And the result is the segregation of some social groups because of a lack of language communication.
Minister Stehlíková, herself an immigrant from Kazakhstan, denied the language tests could be a kind of deterrent aimed at keeping the number of foreigners in the Czech Republic down.
To apply for permanent residence, you have to have been living here for at least 5 years. The A2 exam would be easy for anybody who had lived in the Czech Republic for 5 years if they've not avoided regular social contact. People should be able to get by without an interpreter in everyday situations, going to the doctors, looking for a job and other activities.
It hasn't yet been decided whether applicants will have to sit the A2 test, referred to by Jamila Stehlíková, or the easier A1. Vladislav Ginter of the Centre for the Integration of Foreigners says the latter may not be of great practical benefit.
Nobody really knows how it's going to be working, you know, but it seems like that this exam will be not too hard, you know, to pass, and moreover, from my point of view, there is even like bigger risk that it's going to be finished like some like formality only.
Czech is of course a Slavic language, and many of those applying for permanent residence come from other Slavic countries to the east. Will they have an advantage when the exam system comes in? Maria Hadkova of the University of Jan Evangelista Purkinje in Ústí nad Labem was a member of the team which devised the exams.
Of course, they would be a bit easier, but it doesn't depend on the level of the exam. It depends, or it would specify the length of studying. People from Slavonic countries should study for a shorter time, of course, and people from other countries, it would be a bit more difficult for them, which means more lessons.
Meanwhile, the Center for Integration's Vladislav Ginter says when it comes to learning Czech, Slavic origins aren't always the advantage they may appear to be.
I know several people from Russia, Ukraine, who have terrible problems with the Czech language, not with understanding, but with speaking, because it's so similar that they simply have no motivation, or even they like think it's suitable enough, so they speak a really, really bad Czech language. And I know many Vietnamese, many Africans, Arab people who speak a really nice Czech language, and because they passed good courses, you know, they learned it very well and very soon.
Wherever applicants for citizenship or permanent residence are from, they'll have to sit Czech language exams from January 2009. The Czech Ministry of the Interior expects around 30,000 foreigners will sit the test every year.
Ian Willoughby ending that report on new Czech language tests for foreigners.